Monday the 9th of November 2015 is a wet, cloudy, probably windy during the night, but it just feels like one of these damp, damp days. A great way to start the week. You know, there's nothing like a good damp day to really get you going, motivated. And I'm sitting here in my car outside the veterinary hospital, having given Puma in for observation, and having been given a piece of paper which said, I give permission to give the cat any kind of anesthetic or procedure. Sign here, signing the cat's poor life away. And the vet saying, oh, well, of course, we're not going to do anything. And, you know, I didn't want to make a fuss and cross out the bit that said above my signature. I just decided to trust the universe that nothing will be done to my daughter's cat. Time to go and have a cup of tea now. But I have a mystery which is going to bug me all day today, and slightly bugged me yesterday on the Sunday. But on Saturday evening at about 8:15 or 8:45, I got this text message from my son Jacob. Well, no, it was a WhatsApp message from my son Jacob to say that he didn't exactly put it this way, but that I have a granddaughter. I have a granddaughter, a second grandchild. Now, I knew the second grandchild was coming any day, would have come no later than Wednesday, but I was really pleased. It was lovely. I was sitting at a table surrounded by people I was at school with. So I told them all, and I said, the champagne is on me. Well, fortunately, they didn't take me up on that, but we clinked glasses and celebrated. And then I stayed up terribly late on Saturday night, and then I drove back to Cork yesterday, and my entire, you know, I was involved in WhatsApp conversations, sending photographs, receiving photographs and sending them on to the rest of the family. And I actually forgot to record in my diary that Saturday my new grandchild was born. She shall be known as Heidi. And her, I think that's all. I will not reveal the rest of her names now because I don't feel that I want to be public. Although if anybody knows what the name Mahani, M-A-H-A-N-I, is associated with, I'd be very grateful because I haven't been able to find much reference to it except for the fact that there was one Mahani who was an Arabic mathematician in about the 8th or 9th century. And there's another Mahani who's a drop-dead gorgeous concert pianist. Anyway, Monday, my wife has gone to Dublin for 2 days. I've left the house without cleaning the kitchen, which I'll do later. I'll pick the cat up in the afternoon. I'll pick my daughter up. I still have writing to do that's hanging over me. There's quite a lot of stuff hanging over me. My idea for the day, thought for the day, is there's no such thing. Well, actually, I think I put it as there are no original ideas, only fresh ones. And I think I'm not saying nobody else has said this before or anything, and perhaps I'm just copying what somebody else did. But anyway, I'm pleased to get that out of my system. The distinction between original ideas, people saying, that's my idea, that's my idea, that's my idea, I own it. It's the fresh expression, the fresh formulation of ideas that can be said to be fresh. Anyway, ideas are formed in a social context and they originate in a social context. And that social context can be, of course, when you're talking to somebody, but it can also be when you're immersed yourself in the literature of a time or another time or whatever. I have a note to drop into the house of a man who wrote me a wonderful note during the week, and this is my follow-up to him. I've got to give my daughter €30, which was given to me yesterday, to pass on to her as a kind of late birthday present. Because the previous one went astray in the Irish postal system. And what else can I remember is going? Well, all that's happened this morning is that I made some porridge for my daughter and didn't eat any myself. And then it got cold. And then the cat got at it. So I decided to put it in a bin. So I've wasted some porridge this morning. And the cat also got at. Cringe. Also got at the pasta, which was mixed with pesto for my daughter. She got hers. But what was left over, I probably would have put in a bowl and put in the fridge and probably wouldn't have eaten it. Or might have used it for tomorrow. But anyway, the cat got at it. So that's one of the things they don't tell you about cats when you get them. They tell you cats will climb up on anywhere in your kitchen in order to get at food. Or my daughter's cat will. Puma will. And that's a pain in the neck because I'm not the tidiest person in the world and I'm used to leaving food out in bowls. And now I find that there's a real consequence. Not that on top of anyone being prepared to give out to me that I haven't tidied up properly. On top of it, I get a cat having eaten the food that was left out. Maybe I should use a lot more tops for saucepans than I do. Okay, ultimately, I was listening to Morning Song on Audio Boo this morning, talking about keeping an audio journal. And she has a very clear voice, a really strong, clear voice. It's admirable in that I can understand every word she says, and the volume of her audio is perfect. But she made one point that struck home with me, and it was really the point about giving your journal your... Well, the question is this a journal? Is my audio blog a journal? I haven't thought this through yet, but I'm putting that question to myself and sharing it. And secondly, do I want to give my audio journal, my audio blog, a name? Yeah, much like you might give your motor car a name, or you might give various things a name. Would it be nice to have a name? I mean, not saying it would be anything like Audio Thoughts. I mean, that would be so boring as a name. But to me, it would be boring. Well, it would be unexciting, shall we put it that way. But what about giving it a name and saying this is, Daily Confessions, number 95 or whatever it is. I wonder about that. Anyway, I can carry on wondering because I've just arrived at Cafe Beva in order to kind of get myself together. It's now 9:26. The cat is put somewhere and I'm going to have a little bit of scrambled egg, I suspect. Okay. Toodle pip. Bye-bye for now. Cheerio. Have a very good week.